praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This series we're teaching on is called Proactive Healing. I will teach you how to walk in divine health in this series, show you how to walk with God so you won't have to have any sickness and any disease. Now, there will be a number at the end of the program and a website where you can contact us and you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they're all free and postpaid. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Now, whose faith is it that's going to make you well? Your faith, that's right. And how does faith come?
By word.
By hearing the Word of God, because that's found in Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And Jesus said, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Your faith has made you well." Now look at Matthew 9:27-30. Matthew 9:27. This is the scripture I quoted to this gentleman over here earlier, and to this young lady sitting right here when we were talking about Mark 9:23 and Matthew 9:27, Matthew 9:29. That's when I told you that the first scripture you quoted in Mark 9:23 was actually in Matthew 9:29.
Right.
We had those two verses, but you had those two reversed. But anyway, in Matthew 9:27, it says, "When Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came into him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe you that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, If it be your will, Lord."
Yes, Lord.
Oh! Again, I misread the word. How many times have you been to church when somebody said, "We're going to pray for you," and say, "If it be God's will, we ask Him to heal this person"? And you don't see many miracles in your church with that word, "if," do you? No, you don't.
Where does that come from, "if it be thy will"? I heard it. It's the Lord's Prayer, isn't it?
I can tell you where that comes from. It comes from the enemy. I mean, who do you think would want you to put "if"? If the Word of God says that you have to pray, in other words, this is what the Lord said, "My Word is forever settled in heaven. It cannot be changed. It cannot be, I mean, it's forever settled in heaven. And I cannot do anything exactly except what's written in my Word." And so if He said, "When you come to me and you ask me for something, you must believe that you have received what you asked me for with no doubt whatsoever, or it will not work for you." Yes, ma'am.
Our preacher, he says that every Sunday.
What?
When he's praying, when we have a time of prayer request, he asks us, and he says, "If it be the Lord's will."
Okay, and like what? For what? For healing?
For healing.
I mean, how many times have you seen people healed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is Satan in our preacher?
Well, the thing about it is, if you're in a church and you're not seeing any miracles, you're not seeing any healings, you're not seeing anything, let me tell you, your church is not being done right. I'm going to tell you, it's not being done right. Because before this day is over, I'm going to have at least two or three people that's going to come up here that are here today that have received a tremendous miracle from the Lord just in the last few months, or last few weeks. There's some here that have received tremendous miracles. So, and if they will come forward and give that testimony, but let me tell you, I see God do miracles on a daily basis. Don't we, Gary? Sure we do. We see God do miracles on a daily basis. If I see God do things on a daily basis the way I teach the Word, and your pastor prays, "If it be your will," and you never see healing in your church, one of us must be wrong. Are you agree with that?
I agree with that.
So if you must believe with no doubt in your heart, and somebody comes up for healing, and the pastor prays for them and say, "If it be your will, God healed him," and you never see a healing, so why have a healing service? I mean, is that, you agree with that, young lady? But now if you're seeing people get healed, then you got to be doing something right. Right?
Right.
So it's according to our faith. Yes, ma'am.
But if you were to say something to try to correct them, would that be wrong? Because, like me, I don't know very much about God.
Well, the thing about it is, young lady, as a young lady that's not very knowledgeable in the Word,
I wouldn't go to my pastor and try to correct him. You know, I wouldn't. But if you learn the Word, if you'll listen to enough of these tapes and you'll learn the Word and you'll get it in your heart, then you can take the Word. And see, I've learned a long time ago, I have so many people, and it's unfortunate that even in my Baptist church, and I'm a Southern Baptist deacon, that I have so many people in my denomination that don't believe God's Word. And I've had many of them say, Thurman, why do these miracles follow you? And I said, because I teach the Word. Well, no, I teach the Word too. I said, well, are you seeing miracles? Well, no. Well, see, that's just like, I just give the guy's first name, Brother Dale. He came to our church 4 years ago, I guess, to preach a revival. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, 5 services. And Sunday morning when I walked in and opened our bulletin, and the text for today's message is John 14:12. Whoa, I said, glory to God, we got a Holy Ghost filled preacher here. I mean, a Baptist preacher. Anybody know what John 14:12 says? Listen to this. I tell you the truth. Isn't that awesome? The King, they can't lie, has to tell us, I tell you the truth. To anybody that believes in me, not only shall you do what I have been doing, but greater things than these that I've done shall you do in my name. What kind of an awesome promise is that, young lady? He read that verse, and then this is what came out of his mouth. Where has this power gone in the church? Because it's obvious we don't see this kind of miracles in our church. So he had a normal 20 or 30 minute sermon that morning, and we dismissed, and I was sitting on the front row, and so I waited till everybody went out. And after everybody went out, I walked to the back and I said, Brother Dale, I'll tell you where that power is at. He said, where is it? I said, I got it. It's right here. It's in me. He said, what are you talking about? I said, let me tell you about a man in this church that was miraculously healed when I laid hands on him. He said, what are you talking about? I said, let me give you his name and let me tell you what happened. And when I told him what happened, guess what came out of his mouth? Well, man, that's unbelievable. I said, go ask him. He goes to church here. He was here tonight. This morning. Sunday night, I came back. We walked down. I said, Brother Bell, let me tell you about another miracle that happened in this church. And I said, the lady goes to church right here. Her name is so-and-so. This is what happened. Thurman, that's unbelievable. I said, go ask her. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, same thing. Wednesday night, when I told him the fifth miracle that happened just to people in that church where I go to church, the fifth time, he said, Thurman, these miracles you talk about are unbelievable. I said, Brother Taylor, I'm going to tell you where your problem's at. He said, where? I said, your unbelief. You don't believe the God that you preach about. I said, that's where the power is gone. You don't believe the Word. I said, I have in the last 5 messages that I've been sitting here, I, as a Southern Baptist deacon, a man of God, have told you 5 miracles that happened to 5 people that go to this church that's been here. And you would not even take the initiative to go ask them if these things really happened to them. Because you didn't believe them. I said, I'm going to tell you where the power is gone. He said, these signs shall follow those that believe. And you are an unbelieving believer. That's where we are. So what is wrong with us? I don't know about you, but I serve a God that's a God of miracles. I serve a God that can make a leg grow out. I can serve a God that can put a new lung in your chest. I serve a God that can put new arms on you. I serve a God that can raise the dead. That's the Jesus I serve. His name is Jesus, and He's sitting on His throne in heaven. Is that the same Jesus that I serve that you serve? I hope so. Because if He is, He can do these things. But look what He done for this little woman. And according to whose faith did it happen? Hers. Now then, whenever He touched these people's eyes here in Matthew 9:29, whenever these men come in and said, Lord, they said unto Him, when He said, believe you that I am able to do this, they said unto Him, yes, Lord. Now if you come to the Lord and ask Him, you come to Him and say, Lord, would you heal my body? He said, do you believe I can do this for you? Well, Lord, if it be your will. Maybe you can. I'm not too sure. Now, if He's a faith God, and nothing but faith moves His hand, and if you draw back from faith, He's not pleased with you, and He makes you a promise and tells you He will, and you say, Lord, I'm not sure you mean what you're saying. guess what you're going to get from the king? That's what he said in James 1, 6, and 7. He said, nothing. I will do nothing for you. That's what he said. He's a faith God. So you have to believe him. Now, if you believe him and you're walking holy before him and you believe what he says, guess what you can do? Wow! It's awesome what you can see the king do. It's easy for me to tell you these things because I've got so many stories to go along with them. You know, I mean, it's awesome to see these people. But here again, then he touched their eyes saying, according to whose faith?
Your faith
be it unto you. So who's going to have faith for your healing? You are. You're going to have to believe the king. Now then, in Matthew 8, 5 through 13, let's go over there. Matthew 8, 5 through 13, he says, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done. Now this is the scripture that I'm going to get down to you in a minute. But in Matthew 8, verse 5, it says, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. A centurion? Is that a Christian? No, this guy's a Gentile. He just heard about Jesus. And saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. How many of you know that cerebral palsy is a tormenting spirit? It is. Everything's a demon. Oh, do you think God made people like that? No, God didn't do that. The devil did that. These kind of things didn't come from God. They come from the devil. We're fighting against a beast that come to make us sick and afflict us and has the ability to go inside of a woman's womb and mess up a child while it's being developed in there and cause that child to be born with heart out of size, intestines in the wrong place, have no arms or whatever, knots on their body or all kinds of things. But I'm telling you, that didn't come from God. That come from the devil.
Amen.
He can do that. And if you give him legal right, he will do that to you and your kids and your grandkids. All you got to do is give him legal right. All you got to do is break the laws of God, and he's going to be there. And he's going to torment you. And a devastating statement in the Word of God. It says, do you not know that the sins of the fathers will be passed to the children 3 and 4 generations into the future? And do you know any child born out of wedlock that is a bastard? That child and his family will not be allowed in the congregation for 10 generations. What do you think God thinks about somebody that goes out and produces a child out of wedlock?
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching. We'll start again tomorrow right there at the very same place. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed this teaching on proactive healing. If you would like this teaching in its entirety, if you will give us a phone call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web, www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order this information free and postpaid in its entirety, in its entire teaching. Or you can go to the website and you can listen to each one of these individual programs over every day. Praise the Lord Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Praise His holy name.